Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Elder QT Docs, under the auspices of Senior Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docs. We're coming to you by the way of Kingdom Builders International Institute. Amen. Amen. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth, and I am your host again, Elder QT Docs. Oh, God is just so good. We're going to stand up today. Stand up for what is right. Amen? And we're going to let God do the work. We're going to stand up for what is right. I'm going to be coming to you from Daniel 3:10 and 15. Amen. God is just so good. We're going to stand up. I know everyone heard about the incident today, about the arrest of about seven white supremacist group, and maybe in this ongoing investigation, there will probably be more. These individuals cahoots together, conspired together to try to kidnap Governor Whitmer from the state of Michigan. And they had a very elaborate plans that was foiled by the FBI and other law enforcement officer. They decided to do this deviant scheme that initiated back in March, and because of when the pandemic started, because they didn't like the way she was running, the way the state of Michigan and handling the pandemic. And these individuals had used operational security code to speak among each other. They had found out where her vacation home was, and they had planned to kidnap her and other high government official with the state of Michigan. They had planned to kill law enforcement officers. They got names and addresses of where they reside. They had planned to set off bombs for diversions. They had purchased weapons such as lasers to help with their aid in taking her hostage. These individuals, white supremacist group, had planned to do a lot because of what she did. She stood up for what was right. She stood up for the people of this state and of America. So we're going to stand up also. Amen. It's just let you know where this society is today and where we're headed if we don't do something. If we don't stand up and vote, if we don't stand up and be counted, this is letting you know that if they can go out and have an elaborate scheme plan to kidnap the governor and kill her and her associates and law enforcement people because they want to start a civil war. They say they want to start a civil war. I mean, that's the mentality of these individuals. So we have to stand up. We have to stand up and vote. We have to stand up and be counted. We can't silence our voice. We have to be heard. Amen. I will bless the Lord. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Because today is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is just so good. Daniel 3:10-15. Thou, O King, hast made a decree that every man that should hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Whoso falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Amen. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. As you can see, these three young men stood up, standing up for what is right. Even when everyone else is doing wrong, they're standing up for what is right. And that's what we should do. Not only as Christians, but as human beings. When we see something going wrong, stand up for what is right. When someone asks you to go here or go there and you know it's wrong, stand up for what is right. Amen. And then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the fiery furnace." Now, these are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province. These are the same Jews that Nebuchadnezzar has set over to oversee certain affairs. Amen. Now, who are we? Now, were we, you know, when gang members, when your peers ask you to do something and say, you know, if you don't do it, man, you know, I'm coming up to your family. I mean, will we stand up? Will we bow? Will we yield to such treachery of crime in order to protect someone else? Or will we say, look, man, I'm not standing up. You do what you have to do, but I'm going to be ready for you also because I got something better for you. I got God on my side. Amen. Now, if you wanted to take a poll about individuals, you know, doing bad and making things appear worse, and then we see individuals that seem to be receiving everything that's coming their way. I mean, they seem to have every golden harp you turn around. They've got brand new clothes. They got this and that. And we're caught between a rock and a hard place. You know, we know those people. And we always say that, you know, life seemed to be good for them. You know, why, how come it's not me, you know, exhibiting or experiencing that kind of living? Because I'm doing right. Yet, those are the ones that get the promotion, the advancement, and opportunity. But brothers and sisters in Christ, let me tell you, I am sure you can relate to this, that God is waiting in the wing. God is our grace. God is our Savior. He's there. He's there, even when you don't see him. Although we know these individuals are bad, but yet they seem to be getting away with all kinds of stuff. Scholarships, you know, and they're making the first team and we're making the B team. We stuck riding the low ride and they're taking the high ride. Well, that's okay. We're going to stand up for what is right. Even when they're doing something wrong, we're going to stand up for what is right. Amen? Because we know that although we have that proverbial cloud that's following us, we know that but God, we know that his grace is sufficient. Amen? Yet even in the midst of our hurt, even in the midst of our disappointment, even in the lack of our faith, we have to trust God. And let's watch how God works. Amen? We know that God still cares us, and he cares for us. He has the best intention for us. Amen? Come walk with me. I need a witness on this, because God is so good. You know, we all know about that familiar passage in Daniel about the fiery furnace. We know about that. We know about the Hebrew boys. Well, that's what we refer to them as, the Hebrew boys. But we know that in the scripture, it says, three men, O king, have not regarded thee. It didn't say it, three Hebrew boys. Well, I think it's safe to assume that these passages that we once thought of them as the Hebrew boys. Well, let's explain where their names come from, these children of Israel, and how they mature and develop. Amen. With the understanding of how these, in our text, describe these Hebrew boys, how developed they were, how fortified they were, their fortitude, their perseverance, and how they had the ability to stand in the midst of adversity and do right when everyone else was doing wrong, when everyone else was bowing down and kissing the ground, whatever they were doing when they heard the music playing. These three young men stood up, refused to do what was wrong, refused. They refused so much that they was willing to sacrifice their life to believe what is right. Amen. Amen. Well, let me talk about the first point. We're going to talk about the first point and what we need to look at. We'll look at the names of the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. In Daniel 1:6, what do these names mean? Well, we know that Shadrach's birth name was Kananiah, which we might pronounce today as Hananiah, which in the Hebrew means to properly bend or stoop in kindness to an inferior, amen? Sort of like when we were young and our parents arrived home and you saw them for the first time and you ran with a big smile on your face and arms and wide, and they probably bent over, stooped down in kindness towards you and picked you up. Yeah, that's Kananiah or Hananiah. Names mean God is merciful and gracious. Kananiah. Amen. That's what Shadrach means. So much that he is willing to bend and stoop in kindness towards us. I like that name. Yet the prince of eunuch changed his name from Kananiah or Hananiah to Shadrach, which means inspired by Aku, the moon god. Amen. The name was changed. You see, his birth name gives us one clue about his character. Amen. It let us know what he was all about. Shadrach. Well, let's take Meshach, for example. Meshach's birth name was Mishael. Mishael, which means Michael, which means who is, what God is. In other words, his name means who is like God. Well, we can all say nobody is like God. Yet the prince of the eunuch changed his name from who is, what God is, to Meshach, which means belonging to Aku, which is the moon god again. Now, you know, mama and them used to say, it doesn't matter what folks call us. What matters is what you answer to. Well, this just goes on to show that Mishael not only knew who he was, but who is, he knows that, in other words, Mishael knew who he really belongs to. He belongs to the Lord. Amen. We know that as the music played, the three of them looked up at the 90-foot statue and did not bow. Amen. They realized that what God is, God is just so good, and who their God is. God is just an awesome God. Now we're going to look at the next name, which is also a good name, Abednego. Amen. Perhaps we know that when the music started, everybody else was twerking or doing the lazy, you know, the crazy leg and everything else. But these three men just stood strong. They stood up. They stood upright because they knew who their God is. And they were not going to bow or submit to what was wrong. They're going to stand fast to what they believe. Amen. Because we know that in their thoughts, in their action, that was regulated by their life mold, by the Holy Scriptures when they were growing up, is their faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Not only did they remember that, but they recall, you know, the teaching from their grandparents in Deuteronomy, where it says that, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest on the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. I am talking about God's word. Perhaps they heard the truth and remember the bedtime story that mama and daddy read, where it says that thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen. I like that name. I like that name. Now, Abednego, which means servant of Nego. Nego was a pagan Babylonian god of wisdom, hence the name Abednego, servant of Nego. Amen. His birth name was not Abednego. His birth name was Azariah, which means to surround and to protect or aid. In other words, his name Azariah means God is my help. You know, some of y'all have lived long enough and gone through a few things and can relate to this. just like David, and know that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in our trouble in times of need. Isaiah, God is my help. He knew it also. Oh, I really like that name too. You see, the birth name of these certain men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, gives us some clue as to how they were able to stand in the midst of their adversity and do right when everyone else was doing wrong. Amen. Kanya Yah, God is merciful and gracious. Mishael, who is what God is. And Azariah, God is my help. Well, what is the name? Somebody asked me one day. My name, what does it mean? Well, I don't have a clue. But I do know this. I do know this, that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, my name, hey, I don't think I will stand in the midst of adversity like they did. But I know that God's grace is sufficient. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God who is willing to bend or stoop down in kindness toward us and make a new creation out of us, a new creature, and give us a new birth, a new name, like redeemed, delivered, and set free. Isn't it good to know that we serve a God who has everlasting arms that are able to surround us like a fortress, strong toward a hiding place? Isn't it good to know that we serve a God that no one or no thing compares to, for who is what is? Oh, yeah. You may be able to compare LeBron James and Kobe, or Tyler Perry to Madea, or even President Obama to Martin Luther King. But isn't it good to know that no one or nothing compares to God, for who is what God is? Let me just continue to roll the dice on this one. For he is my creator, my deliverer, my father, my keeper. Amen. My king, my light, my Lord, my redeemer, my refuge, my rock, my shepherd, my shield. Amen. And yes, he is my savior. And if that's not enough for you, who is what God is? Well, he's my advocate. He's my counselor. He's my omniscient. He's my omnipotent, my omnipresent. He is Ancient of Days. He is consuming fire, crown of glory. He is the diadem of beauty. He is an everlasting God, an everlasting King. He is a Father of compassion, Father of glory, Father of light, Father of mercies. And yes, he is the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I ask you, who is what God is? Who is like the Lord? And can we all say together, nobody is like our Lord and Savior? Amen. Amen. You see that we know that folks will, like, just like the eunuch, may try to change your name, may try to change your appearance. But we know that if you know who you are in Christ and where you anchor and how you anchor, that they cannot blow you from your foundation. Amen. God is just so good. But God calls you to be born again. But God calls you to be the deliverer. Amen. But God calls you faithful. God says you are forgiven. And I say that to say this: when people call you bad, but God calls you to be born again. When people call you dumb, but God calls you to be delivered. When people call you fat or skinny, but God calls you faithful. When people call you guilty, but God says you are forgiven. People say, oh, he or she is hopeless, but God will give you help, hope, and healing. And they may even try to change your name and call you stupid, you know, knucklehead, you know, all these other kind of crazy names. But Jesus says, no, I already paid the price. You're saved. Oh, amen. So I'm going to ask you more times, who is, what is? Who is like the Lord? Can we all say together again? Nobody. So regardless of the name that anybody calls you, as long as you know like Mishael, Meshach, who you really belong to, you don't have to blow with the wind. You don't have to bend with the pressure. You don't have to walk down the wrong street because you know who you are. Amen. Because we know that birds of a feather flock together. So we want to flock with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, we noticed the change in the three men, how they just stuck together, and we always wonder, you know, how did they meet each other? How did they get to stand so strong without breaking, without one saying, you know, hey, I'm gonna bow, man, I'm gonna live, because they knew who they are and who they are in Christ. Now, I'm convinced that, you know, that because of these men, because of their makeup and the way they were built, their minds were going to stick together, because it's like a pact that they made among or with each other. Their togetherness, their friendship, their bond. You know, just like when certain people see us together, they don't like us congregating because they figure, oh, they're congregating because now there's a mutiny on our horizon. Well, when the three men, or the Hebrew boys as we know them, stuck together, the Chaldeans got upset so much that, you know, they can't imagine that, you know, you can imagine the conversation with King Nebuchadnezzar when they heard about the three of them sticking together and doing what they want to do. Amen. And Nebuchadnezzar was saying that, you know, his sidekick was saying little things like, hey, King, hey, bro, you know, there's quite a few people out there that's not obeying and listening to what you, the decree that you put down, and what are you going to do about it? And Nebuchadnezzar said, how many of these people we have to deal with? And his sidekick said, three. And you know them. You these boys are in captivity that you put in charge over me. You put in charge that took my position, that you promoted over me. You know, we got those kind of demons, and you know, those kind of spirit that when you surpass them, now they're gonna try to pull you down, tear you up, try to stick it to you because you took their position because you weren't qualified from the beginning anyway. Amen. And he said, look at here, King, you need to do something on this situation. You know, it's getting out of control. You know, if you keep this up, we are going to be serving their God. You know, we're going to be doing what they want us to do and not what you want them to do. He said, King, you know, bro, I'm telling you, if I provide you with, you know, with all, you provide them with a roof over their head, you fed them, you put clothes on their back, you put shoes on their feet. I'm talking about you put, you know, alligator shoes. You put, you know, these fancy ostrich boots on their feet, and you know, you paid all their expenses, and yet, you know, you sent them to Nebuchadnezzar University or somewhere, and yet they're treating you like this. King, you're going to have to stand up and do something because you're making us look bad. King, wake up. You know, don't you want to live forever? Yeah, well, the king knows these same three men, and so he listened to his little sidekick. So he said, you know, the same three are still kicking strong in the last 3 years. He said, these same three boys are still doing what they have to do. They're not obeying it, yada, yada, yada. And he said, King, I beg the difference. We have to take a stand. You know, so, but I'm still a bird. I'm still a believer that birds of a feather flock together. These three young men sticking together no matter what. And there's no secret. These Hebrew men have something in common. Yes, they do. They have something in common. They believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They believe in what was right. And they was not going to bend or stoop to do what was wrong. Amen. God is just so good. But I can only imagine these three boys witness so much that goes on. I'm quite sure they witness, you know, so many people being led to jail or in the captivity. They witness bloodshed. Just like we see today, you know, so many killings on the street, you know. We see so many, you know, brothers and sisters going to jail. We see so many brothers and so many, hate among each other. And these three young men, I know they saw the same. I know they saw the same. And I can imagine these three young boys felt when their eyes, you know, perhaps their mother and father and families were killed. It's like we see today, you know, mothers, you know, fathers and sisters and brothers are being killed, you know, being snatched right from under their arms, you know, being massacred in broad daylight. You know, we see that today. And that's probably what they saw on the streets, you know, the torment, the torture, you know, that was in their little hearts and how they felt when they witnessed their best friends and, you know, walking to school being shot, stray bullets and, you know, having a birthday party and little girls being killed. And we see that today and, you know, at our schools and on our streets. And we see this and because of the social class and we're not in the right social class and things are happening because we consider paupers, we consider, you know, ghetto-ish, we consider this, you know, we're not part of that family line that has everything. They saw the same. Amen. Sad. It is sad that they saw the same brutalities yesterday's like we see today's on our street. Amen. But there are no soldiers or youth fighting and killing each other over drugs. Well, that's what we're doing today, killing each other over drugs. And we're killing each other over colors. We're killing each other because someone has something better that we want. Gym shoes, jackets, bikes, basketballs, ridiculous stuff. Amen. So they saw the same thing. Amen. Something happened that caused these three men to come together to form a bond that will last a lifetime. And we see that now on our streets, coming together of all races, color, creed, and gender, coming together, standing for what is right. For what is right. Maybe these three little boys went to Sunday school together, BTU together. Maybe they were part of the church choir. But we know that regardless of what it was, they standing together. They standing up to do what is right. Amen. Their mind was in the right place. They were birds together, birds of a feather flocking together. Amen. You see these three men, something in common. They discover in their early youth, discovering now that we didn't see years ago what was going on, but things are becoming to the forefront. What's happening in this society? The ills of our society is causing so much turmoil, so much chaos that we have to stand up and fight, stand up and do what is right, not to yield what is wrong. Amen. A common bond among us, common bond among the Hebrew brothers, a common bond. Amen. And I am convinced that is something that happened to them. It's the same thing that's happening today. Perhaps. Amen. Perhaps. They became prayer partners as they grew up. Perhaps. Perhaps. They became brothers in Christ as they grew up, perhaps. Perhaps. God is just so good. God is just so good. Let me just continue to say that. If you were to say that, Shadrach people would automatically associate him with Meshach and Abednego. If you were to say that LeBron James folks automatically of Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, you know, if you were to say that Beyonce would automatically think of, you think of Beyonce, you already think of Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams, the Destiny Child. You know, if you were to say Yolanda Thomas, folks would automatically think of Renee and Fifi. Hey, come on. If you were to say these things, if you were to call their names, who would you associate them with? If they were to call your name when you were growing up, who would mama say you were associated with? Who would mama say, JoJo, you used to hang around with that bad boy, you know, Rollo, you used to hang around with that bad boy, you know, Joanne, you used to hang around with that bad girl, you know. Who would they associate you with? What birds of a feather did you flock with? Amen. Who would they associate you with? In other words, who did you hang with, chill with? Who did you roll with? Who did you creep with, sneak with, dip with, or be with? Who were you with? Were you with the right crowd or the wrong crowd? Or were you trying to be in the in crowd? Who did you choose to hang out with? Stand up and allow them to go their own way. And you went the right way. Amen. Amen. Oh, this is so good. But I'm not going to keep you much longer. I mean, the question is why people assume things that shouldn't be. You know, why they assume that, you know, that you should come my way when they know that their way is wrong and your way is right. Amen. Why they assume that you should voice with them and not voice with what is right. Voice your choice in the right way, my brothers and sisters. Some folks we just need to cut loose, cut off, cut away, because we know what they're doing is not right. I mean, come on, you know, you're with somebody and say, look, take a hit of this blunt or this marijuana or whatever, and you, out of pressure from your peers or to be accepted, you take a hit. Then that hit leads into something else stronger, crack or, you know, cocaine or heroin or maybe some depressants, some uppers, downer, ecstasies or LSD, whatever. Don't, please don't, brothers and sisters, do what is right. Don't take the wrong way. Don't go right when you should be going left. Amen. We need to simply delete the context of those individuals that's in our phones and ignore any and all attempts to reach them. You know, it might have felt good for a minute, but I can't explain and express to you even more is send them a text or email, explain your decision. Say, look, I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, you get high by yourself. You can rob somebody by yourself. You know, you tell them, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to stand for what is right. I'm going to do for what is right. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. And I'm born again because I believe there's no need to be mindful of the company we keep. We need to be mindful of the company that we keep so we won't keep with that company. Amen. We want to live long enough. And if you live long enough, you will discover that success breeds success. Amen. God is just so good. God is just so good. I guess you can say that starting from the bottom now that there are that we can just move up, move forward, go higher, and higher and higher. We've been there, we've done that, we did that. So now there's no other way but up. And let's just go up, my brothers and sisters. Walk with me on this. Started from the bottom. Now you have the whole team on your side. You have the Word of God. We want to speak character within you, in that inner man, togetherness, friendship. We want to have that unyielding faithfulness to God, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it's the possibility of what could happen if you just change your life and do what is right. Find a friend like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that's going to stick with you. Find a friend that knows the word. Find a friend. Cut those others loose. Allow God to lead you. That is willing to stick a stand with you in the midst of your adversity and do right even when everyone else is doing wrong. Amen. God is just so good. I want to thank my listening audience today. This message is just so good because we know that our time is near. November 3rd is around the corner. There's so much that's happening here. We have to stop this foolishness. We have to do what's right. We have to stand up and vote. We have to change the system because if we don't, we're going to look back and wish we had. Amen. Thank you again for listening today. This is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. I just want to thank everybody. May God bless you and keep you. May God consciousness shine upon you and your family, your friends, your job. May God order your steps in the midst of all trials and tribulation. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart with the love of Christ that God placed over you and your family and just cover you. Amen. Just cover you with the blood of the Lamb. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen. May God bless you and keep you. And be a joy. Be a hand for someone this week. Encourage someone. Build someone up. Stand by someone. Stand for what is right and not for what is wrong. See something, say something. Amen. Say something about the Lord to somebody. May God bless you and keep you. May His miraculous word falls upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a wonderful, marvelous day today. Good night, everyone.
The weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. When there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't nothing, no nothing,
nothing can separate
me from
your love.
When there's so much